The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
This week's Parashah is Parashah Vayakel Pekudei. In the beginning of Vayakel, the Torah tells us about Shabbos. Why does the Torah speak here about Shabbos? Because it states, Vayakel Meshas Koladas B'nei Yisrael Ve'im Aleihem. Meshe gathered all of the people together, and he was going, they were going to build the sanctuary. So he wanted to tell them that even though building the Beis HaMikdash, the sanctuary, is such an important mitzvah, it's not Eicha Shabbos, it does not take precedence over Shabbos. Shesh Yishomim Te'ose Melocha, for 6 days, Melocha should be done, work should be done, Uveyem Ashvi, and on the 7th day, Yelochem Kodesh Shabbos Shabboson Hashem. It should be holy, Shabbos to Hashem. In the last week's Parsha, we also had about Shabbos. In Parsha's Kishiso, Shmos Lamed Aleph, Pos Yudis, Vayim Hashem Omeshe Lemor, Vato Beral B'nei Yisrael Lemor, speak to the children of Israel to say, Ach Hesham Seisai Tishmairu, but you shall guard my Shabbosos. Ki osi beini uveinechem, because it is a sign. It is a special sign between me, myself, and you. The day they say him. For all of the generations. Ladas, in order that it should be made known to you, ki ani Hashem mekadishchem, that I am the Lord your God who sanctifies you. And then the Torah goes further. I'm telling us further with Shabbos, and then we have the paragraph of Shomer Uvenei Yisrael Es HaShabbos, which we say every Friday night. I would like to mention over a number of very, very important principles regarding to Shabbos that we learn from the Maral Miprag. Firstly, we know that Shabbos comes on the 7th day. Popular thought is, it comes on the 7th day because, as it happens, Hashem completed his work of the creation of the world on the 6th day. Since he completed his work on the 6th day, therefore he rested on the 7th. Which means that the 7th day is not Kodesh, sanctified in its own right, but because Sheish Yomim, also as Hashem, in 6 days HaKodesh Baruch Hu completed all of his work. This is not true, but it's just to the contrary. Not that Shabbos is special because Hashem completed his work in 6 days, but because the 7th day is special, this is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw to it to complete his work and to stop his work in 6 days. He specifically completed all of his work in 6 days because Shabbos is, because the 7th day is special. The proof to this is in Masechet Ovis Perek Hei. It states Bein Hashmoshes Shel Shvi, at dusk of the 7th day, in other words Friday, just as the sun was setting, Nivra Hashedim, Kodesh Baruch Hu was busy creating the Shedim, the devils. He speak le gomram, and he didn't have time to finish them. At shekidish hayayim, until the day was sanctified, vele gomram, and therefore he did not complete them totally. This Hashem was doing his work. Shadim was not only the Shadim, the devils. There are other things that are mentioned there that were created at the last minute. But once the sun set, then it states HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to stop his work. He tried to finish everything before the sun set. And some of these things he did not finish, like the devils, and therefore they were only half finished. So we see it's not because Hashem happened to finish all of his work after 6 days and he had nothing further to do, therefore he declared the seventh day as a special day and he rested. To the contrary, he made sure to stop all of his work on the 6 days because the seventh was sanctified and therefore he did not want to do work on that day. This means that the seventh day inherently is Kodesh, is sanctified. Not because Hashem happened to finish his work in the 6 days, but because it's inherently sanctified, therefore he made sure to stop his work during the 6 days, whether finished or not, in order he shouldn't have to desecrate the seventh day with his work. And this is why it states, Ki sheshes yomim osa Hashem es hashamayim v'es ha'aretz. Why is Shabbos holy? Because Hashem made the shamayim, the heavens and the earth, in 6 days, and does not say, Ki bisheshes yomim. Also, Hashem is a Shemayim Vaaretz. It does not say that Hashem made the heavens and the earth in the 6 days, during the 6 days, and therefore he rested on the seventh day. But it says that Hashem worked 6 days and rested on the seventh. In other words, he was prepared to cut off the malacha, the work, at the end of the sixth day, whether finished or not. Someone once told me this could be the reason why we find that Erev Shabbos, Friday, is a busy day, whether it's a long summer Friday or a short winter Friday. We never seem to finish our work, but we merely have to stop whatever we're doing when Shabbos comes in. One would think, all right, the short Erev Shabbos is, we can't finish our work, we just have to stop. But when you have your long summer days, then there should be plenty of time to finish all of the work and get ready for Shabbos early. And it could be still a few hours before Shabbos and relax and rest up till Shabbos. No matter how long the Friday seems to be, it's not that we finish our work and then we're ready for Shabbos. But when Shabbos comes, we're forced to finish our work. And that's how it was at the creation. Now, why is this? So the Maral explains six is the number which signifies the physical world. Firstly, from the aspect, we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu worked 6 days to create the world. Every day gave it a new dimension. But also we see physically there is nothing in the physical world that has more than six dimensions. For example, if you take a cube is something which is geometrically in totality. And you take the cube, so there's six dimensions. It has a front and a back, a right side and a left side, and a top and a bottom. And you'll find nothing in the physical world that has more than these six dimensions, unless you merely subdivide these dimensions. This signifies the level of the Olam Hagashmi, of the world of the physical the world of the physical domain. Seven now signifies something which is beyond the Olam Hagashmi, beyond the physical dimension, something Bilti Gashmi, above the physical level. This symbolizes something which is Kodush, sanctified. This is why we find that not only HaKadosh Baruch Hu set aside Shabbos to be Kodush, the Medrash tells us Kol HaShvi'in Kedoshim Hem, all sevens are Kodush. He says we find the seventh day in the week is Kodush, we find the seventh month is Kodush. Where do we find that? It states B'Chedesh HaShvi'i Ba'echad L'Chodesh, the seventh month and the first day of the month, Yom Teruah Yelachem, that shall be the day of your Rosh Hashanah, of the Tekiah Shofar. There the Medrash says B'Chedesh HaShvi'i, they were counting from Nisan, it's the seventh month from Nisan. Why B'Chedesh HaShvi'i? Because we found seven is always Kodesh, seventh year is Kodesh, that's the Shemitah. The seventh Shemitah is Kodesh. After seven times Shemitah, then we have the 50th year, which is Yovel, is Kodesh. The Medrash tells us we even find Shiva Bebonim, the seventh son, was Kodesh. This was by David. When Shmuel went to anoint David, he started with the older. And on each one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said no. Until he got to the youngest, the seventh, which was David HaMelech. Now, so seven always signifies something which is lamala, which is above this world, since this world has the intrinsic makeup of a limit of six. On the other hand, though, seven is also part of this world. How do we know it's also part of this world? Because it states, "Vayechal Elokim bayom hashvi'i." When did HaKadosh Baruch Hu finish the creation? It states on the seventh day. It doesn't say that he finished the creation on the sixth day. It says, "Vayechal Elokim bayom hashvi'i." The creation was not complete until the seventh day, until he had created the seventh day. Seventh day is also part of creation. We will see what it added to creation, because there was no actual work done then, but it was part of the creation, not like something which is beyond that. For example, 8 represents Torah, mitzvahs. We see the bris milah on the 8th day represents a mitzvah, the perfection of mitzvahs. Or we see that the Kohen Gadol wore 8 garments. This represents the level of the Beis HaMikdosh. That's a level which is not part of this world, not part of creation. And the higher levels, there's 10, which represents Olam Haba. These are levels that are not part of this world. Why? States Torah was created before the creation of the world. Torah preceded the world by many, many generations, by 2,000 years. So that's not part of creation. That's totally nivdal, totally separated and abstract from our world. But Shabbos, which represents the seventh dimension, that we cannot say is not part of our world, because that was part of the creation. Vayechal Elokim doesn't say Vayechal Elokim b'yom hashishi, Vayechal Elokim b'yom hashvi'i. Hashem finished the creation on the seventh day. So actually then, Shabbos has a dual personality. From one aspect, it's not part and parcel of physical world, because the physical world has merely 6 dimensions in it. And that was the 6 days of Malacha, and no more. So therefore, from that perspective, it's abstract from the world. But on the other hand, it is part and parcel of the world. It was part and parcel of the creation, of the 7 days of creation, of Maisa Bereishis. This is the uniqueness of Shabbos. Actually, the Maral brings, if we would want to describe this in the world of geometry, the seventh dimension, we would describe it as the Nekuda Emtzoi, the midpoint. When you have this geometric cube with six perfect sides, you have another dimension also, and that's the center. That center is actually Bilti Gashmi. That center is part of the cube, but at the same time, there is no physical substance in the center. You can divide and subdivide and constantly divide the center into nothing, and you become closer and closer to the perfect of center. So if we would want to describe that, that something just like there, it's part of the physical makeup, but at the same time being non-physical, this is what Shabbos would be. Now, it's for this reason that the number seven is called Shvi'i, Sheva, which comes from the Hebrew word Sova. Sova means all-encompassing. Sphia means where a person is totally satisfied. He lacks nothing. This is what Shabbos means. The seventh day, Sheva, where it's totally encompassing, it lacks nothing. It's part of the physical world, and at the same time part of the non-physical world. It's totally encompassing. And it became part of the creation in order to be mashlim, in order to make the creation total also. In other words, the creation was lacking without it. Now, we asked a minute ago that if Shabbos was part of the creation, what was created on Shabbos? We know on the first day, Kodesh Baruch Hu said, by Yor, light was created. We know on the sixth day man was created. What was created on Shabbos? The Medrash says that. And the Medrash says, since it says Vayechal Elokim b'yom ha'shvi'i, Kodesh Baruch Hu finished the world on the seventh day, what did the seventh day add to the world? Ma hoya olam chosar. What was the world lacking? It already had its plants and its earth and the sun and the oceans and the animals and man. Medrash says it was chosar menucha. It was lacking menucha. Bo Shabbos bo Shalom. It was lacking totality. Shabbos came to give it totality, to give it rest, which is contrary to work, and to give it shalom, peace, which was contrary to something that's lacking. So therefore, Shabbos added to the creation with its uniqueness, and that's why the number seven comes from the word Sheva Sova. The Mechilta brings on the Posuk in Parshas Kisiso that we read that Hashem said, guard my Shabbos carefully, ki osi b'ni uveinechem l'deiriseichem, because it is a special sign between myself and you, l'das ki ani Hashem ekadishchem, in order to know that I am Hashem who sanctifies you. Ki ani Hashem ikadishchem, I am Hashem who sanctifies you. The Mechilta brings
What does it mean that I am Hashem who sanctifies you? Mikadishkem le'elam abo, I am Hashem who gives you the sanctity of the world to come. Kigayin kedusha Shabbos be'elam hazeh, like the sanctity of Shabbos in this world. Nimtzu le'medin shuhu me'ein kedushas olam abo. From here we learn that this, that Shabbos has the Kedusha of Olam Habo. Again, what is the Mechilta saying? I am Hashem who sanctifies you when I give you Shabbos. I sanctify you with the sanctity of the world to come, with the upper worlds. Therefore, I give you Shabbos, because Shabbos brings the upper worlds into this world. The sanctity which Shabbos brings to this world is the sanctity of the world to come, of the upper world. The meaning from here we learn that Shabbos is like the sanctity of the world to come. Since Shabbos is both part of this world and something beyond this world, therefore it has that power to bring what's beyond this world into this world. And this was the hashlama, this was the totality that Shabbos brought to the world in the creation. With this we understand the Gemara in Masechet Shabbos and Daf Yud Amud Beis. The Gemara brings Omar Rava Bar Machasho, Omar Avcham Bar Gurya, Omar Av. Anesein Matona Lechaverei, if you give a gift to a person, Sorech Lehidia, you must tell him about it. Unless he's going to find out who it's from, you must tell him that it's from you. Rashi says, Shemitekach Ye'ayavai. Because we're speaking here about a gift, not stoko, not where a person needs money, so you give him money. I'm speaking about a gift. A gift is given as a sign of friendship. So the purpose is to create friendship between the two parties. If he never knows who it comes from, then you defeat the purpose of the gift. So therefore, at Nesin Matona Lechaveira, you give a gift to a friend, Sorech Lahidiyai, you have to let him know who it's from. Where do we learn this from? We learn this from Hashem. Because in the passage that we just said, in Parshas Kisiso, so it states there that I am giving you Shabbos, guard it, Lodas ki ani Hashem mikadishkem, Lodas, and I am making it known that I am Hashem who has sanctified you. I am Hashem who has given you Shabbos. So we see when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Shabbos to Klal Yisrael, he made sure that they knew who gave it to them and why he gave it to them. Lodas, you should know I'm giving it to you because I want to sanctify you in this world. The Gemara brings further, Tanya Nami Hochi, Vadaski Ani Hashem Mekadishchem, Omale HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMeisha. Meisha, Hashem said to Meisha, Matona Tova Yeshli BeMeis Ginzeh. I have a wonderful gift in my treasure house, V'Shabbos Shmo, and the name of it is Shabbos. V'Ani Mevakesh Lita LeYisrael, and I want you to give it to Yisrael. Lech V'Haidiyom, go and let them know that I am giving them this wonderful gift. Because like we said, a gift you have to tell the person, the other party, who's giving it to them. Mikan Omer Rav Shimon Gamliel. From here, Rav Shimon Gamliel said, "Anesin pas l'tinei, tzorech lahedia li'imai." If you give something to a child to eat as a sign of friendship, you must tell the mother. See, let the mother know what good you did for the child. We see from here that Shabbos is called the Matona. Matona tova yesh li b'meiskin zeh. I have a wonderful gift. But you must let them know where they're getting it from. The Maral asks a question, a very good question. Why is Shabbos called the Matona more than all other mitzvahs? All mitzvahs should be called the Matona. Why don't we say Matzah is a Matona, and Shofar is a Matona, and Sukkah is a Matona? We find here by Shabbos. It's a Matona Tova Yeshli Bebeis Ginzoi. I have a wonderful Matona. In Shabbos Shmo, its name is Shabbos. That's one question. Second question. From all mitzvahs, one gains reward of the world to come. Gemara tells us in Kiddushin, Ein loch mitzvah she'ein tchiyas ha'meisin tluye bo. Kiddushin lamates omen beis. There is no mitzvah that does not bring a reward of the next world with it. So every mitzvah brings reward with it. So every mitzvah should be called a matona. And Moshe should have had to tell the people on every mitzvah who it's coming from, just like we learn here by Shabbos. And this we don't find. He answers as follows. Mitzvahs are not gifts. Mitzvahs are exactly what the word says. They're tzivuim. They're commandments. When a king commands you to do something, the king is not giving you a gift. He's been gezer agzeira. He's decreeing that you must do this. And that's why it says, Tayag mitzvahs. Mosa HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave 613 sivuim, 613 commands, decrees, gzeiras, to Moshe to give to Klal Yisrael. So mitzvahs are not gifts, they're decrees. There's no doubt that if you fulfill the mitzvah, the king will reward you. If you fulfill a mitzvah, Hashem will reward you. But that's something that comes because you did the mitzvah. That's not the decree. Shabbos is different. Shabbos inherently is a gift. Inherently, it's the reward. Because Shabbos, the essence of Shabbos, is the world to come. When you fulfill a mitzvah of lulav and esrog, of shofar, of matzah, that's not the world to come. It's a decree of Hashem. Since you have fulfilled it, you can gain a place in the world to come. But that's there, not here. Schar mitzvah b'hayah ha'malekah, the true reward for mitzvahs are not in this world. It's elam haba. There can't be elam haba in this world. But the Shabbos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to the world, gave to Klal Yisrael, that was a piece of olam haba that he's giving. Yesh li matona tova bebeis ginzoi. I have a wonderful gift for you in my treasure houses. Ushma Shabbos. And its name is Shabbos. And I'm giving it to you to be Makadishu. And that's what the Mechilta says, to be Makadishu, to sanctify you with Olam Habo in this world. Mikan, from here we learn that Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Habo. That's called the matono. That in essence is reward. Such a gift, though,
Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving it to Israel? Ki osi beini uveinichem. Because I want to show my love to Israel. Therefore, ladas, let them know who's giving it to them. I'm only giving it to Israel. I'm giving them olam haba in this world. Not, it's a tzivuy, a command. It's also a tzivuy, but it's not like the other tzivuyim, a command that you must do. And if you do it, you will have a place in the world to come in the next world. But Shabbos has the power to bring the next world into this world. And therefore it's a Matana Tova. With this, we can understand further. There's a Medrash. Medrash Rabba. In Bereishis Parshas Yud. The Rabba brings this in Feresh Yisrael. Perek Mem. Geniva and the Rabbanan. Sages have two opinions. One of Geniva and one of the Rabbanan. Geniva Omer. Geniva said, what is Shabbos to be likened to? Moshe Lemelech Shosele Chupa. An example of a king who made for himself a chupa. A chupa is a beautiful wedding home. Tzayoro vikayoro. He painted it. He sculptured it. He adorned it. A wedding palace. Maha isa chupa chosa. But this wedding palace was empty. Was void. Why? It was lacking a kala. There was no kala, there was no bride. And since there was no bride, it wasn't a home. The king doesn't come there. What's he going to do? Come to an empty house? Chosa kala shetikones lechupa. There was no kala to go into the chupa. Kach mahoya olam chosar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made for himself a beautiful wedding palace. That was the world. During the Sheshish you made Malocha, during the 6 days of Malocha, he couldn't have made a more beautiful wedding palace. He made a world of oceans and of color and of forests and of animal life and of bird life and of fish life. Beautiful wedding palace. Mahoya Olam Chosar. It was empty. It was lacking. What was it lacking? A kala. What was the kala? Shabbos. Therefore, he created Shabbos. This is what Geniva says. Rabbanan Omar, the Rabbanan say no, a different parable. Moshe Lemelech Shosele Tabas. It was a mighty king. And he ordered his craftsmen to make a most beautiful ring with gold, and emeralds, and rubies, and diamonds. Most beautiful ring. They did. Mahoya tabas chosar. But the ring was lacking. What was it lacking? Chosam. It didn't have the royal signet. King would have a ring that would have a royal signet, and with that he would seal, he would sign his documents. This was the royal signet. So therefore it was like any other ring. It was a beautiful ring, but wasn't the royal ring. Kach mahoya olam chosar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a world which was a beautiful jewel. But what was it lacking? It was lacking a chosam, the royal signet. Therefore he created Shabbos, which gave the royal signet to the world. Now what does this all mean? Geniva, he says that the world was like a chuppah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world like a great wedding palace. But there was nothing in it. It was empty. Therefore the king doesn't go into an empty palace. Shabbos, he says, was like the color. Just like the king takes a color and puts her in the palace. Kodesh Baruch Hu took Shabbos and he put Shabbos into the world. Once there's a color in the palace, what happens? Now the king has a home. He has a home to come to. He has a color to bond with. Kach hoya b'Shabbos. Once he put Shabbos into the world, he had a home to come to, and he had a world to bond with. This is what is said, the Medrash says, Vayechal lelekim bayeim ha'shvi. It does not say that he finished the creation in the sixth day. He finished the creation in the seventh day. But what did he make on the seventh day? The oceans and the forests and the animals and man were all made in the sixth day. The seventh day is when he took a kala and put her into the world in order that he will have a place to be mischaber, he will have a place to go to. U'Shabbos Shmo. This was Shabbos, this is what he created on the seventh day. Accordingly, Shabbos completed and perfected the world like a kala completes and perfects the wedding palace. And through this, it brought the king into the world. Just like the kala in the wedding palace will bring the king into the palace. This is Geneva. The Rabbanon say differently. The Rabbanon say that the world was like a ring. A king went and he instructed, commanded his jewelers to make a most beautiful ring. And they went out of gold and out of silver, diamonds and rubies and emeralds. But it was lacking. It was lacking the chosem, the royal signet. Now, if you have a ring that is lacking the royal signet, it's a very precious ring. It's a very valuable ring. But anyone with a lot of money can own it. Any millionaire can own such a ring. It's not specifically to the king. But when you have a ring with a royal signet, this only can belong to the king. Anyone else who would dare take such a ring would be off with the head. This is only the king's. So what does the signet give it? The signet gives it the royalty. Wealthy it was before, valuable it was before, but it wasn't royal where it belonged to the king. Kodesh Baruch Hu made a world in 6 days full of wealth, oceans and forests and minerals and fish and animals, whatever you want. But it wasn't royal. It was not necessarily his world. It didn't have his emblem on it. It was a ring without a signet. So it was chosar. It was lacking. So he created the seventh day. What did he create in the seventh day? Shabbos. Shabbos, which he placed in the world, gave the world an image, an identification of the royal signet, where now it can belong only to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
And Shabbos can do this because Shabbos came from another world, and it can be miskaber and become part of this world. And therefore it can identify itself with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who comes from another world. So according to the Rabbanon, the world was like a ring, and Shabbos was its royal signet. And now it identifies and it elevates itself to the king. And this is what is meant by Echal Elokim Bayim Hashvi. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make on Shabbos? He gave the world an identification where it can identify with Hashem. Both are explaining what Shabbos did to the world, but each are coming from a different angle. According to Geneva, and each is true, according to Geneva, Shabbos has the brocha where brings HaKadosh Baruch Hu out from his abode and into our world. Like the kala in the chuppah in the wedding palace will bring the king out from his abode, from his palace, into her palace. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes into our world. According to the Rabbanan, Shabbos has the power, just the opposite. Where this world was full of endless wealth, like the jewel that the king had instructed to make, but it wasn't necessarily the royalty of Hashem. Anyone with wealth could own it. But Shabbos went into the world, gave it this royal identification, the chosen. Now the world was no longer a world which could identify with just wealth, but could only identify with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, the world was elevated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just like when you put a signet in a ring that was not royalty is elevated now to royalty. So from Geneva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes into the world from his abode, down into our world. According to Rabbanon, Shabbos is uplifted and elevates the world to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So they're both explaining what Shabbos does, but from two different perspectives. And this is the power of Shabbos, because it's both part of this world, but at the same time also Me'ein Olam Haba, part of the upper worlds. This is why we find in the Gemara that the sages used to welcome Shabbos with two expressions: Shabbos Kala and Shabbos Malka. They called Shabbos a Kala and they called Shabbos a Queen. And these are totally opposite from each other. The Kala is the one that draws the husband into the house, to her, into this world. While the Malka, the queen, is elevated beyond everyone. King and the queen stand above the people. These were these two expressions in Shabbos. And we find that in the Torah it writes these two qualities of Shabbos, because it states, and this is in the Aseres Hadibros in Parshas Yisro, by Zohar Hashem HaShabbos L'Kadshoi, it states by Vorach Hashem Hashem HaShvi by Kaddish Hesoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed the seventh day and he sanctified the seventh day. Now these are two contradictory statements: to bless and to sanctify. Brocha by Vorech and by Kaddish. Why? Brocha means a physical multitude, a physical growth. What's Brocha?
like HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with Bracha. Bereshis Bara Elokim, the Bay stands for Bracha. There was enormous physical growth. This is Bracha. So Shabbos is a Bracha. But Kadesh, Kedusha, means Prisha, where you elevate yourself beyond the physical level. You sanctify yourself above the physical level. These two statements are seemingly contradictory. And the Chazal, the sages tell us they are. It says, what does it mean, Vayavorech Hashem? What does it mean that Vayavorech Elokim Hashem Hashvi? Hashem blessed Shabbos? It says, how did he bless Shabbos? Where was the origin of the Baruch of Shabbos? Baruch Hu B'mon, the Mon. Every day, only one portion fell. Shabbos was a double portion. Oh, so we see Baruch. We see a vast increase in physical wealth. Then the sages come along. What does it mean by Kaddish? He sanctified it. Kitchu B'mon. He sanctified it with Mon. How did he sanctify it with the Mon? On Shabbos, no Mon fell. So when was it doubled? Erev Shabbos, Friday. These are the two contradictory statements. The Shabbos HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed. The origin of the Barucha was that Shabbos gives forth double of what every other day gives forth. But yet Shabbos is sanctified, that every day gave forth something, Shabbos didn't give anything. The double portion came on Friday. Now, the answer to this is like we said, because Shabbos is both like a kala and like a malka. It's like a bride and it's like a queen. And it's both like a chuppah, where you put a bride in it that draws the king into the world. And if it draws the king into the world, there has to be wonderful bracha in the Elam HaGashmi, in our physical world. On the other hand, it's like a jewel, a ring where you put the signet of the king on the ring, which elevates it beyond this world to a non-physical level. And this is the Kitshubamon. This is the sanctification of Shabbos. And if we go into a little further, Shabbos has the power to do both because it is both. We said that Shabbos, which comes on the seventh day, is beyond the physical level, because the physical level of the world is only up to six levels, the 6 days of Malacha. So therefore it's beyond this world, and because it's beyond this world, it's the level of a world to come. But at the same time, it had the power to be part of this world, also part of the physical world. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu incorporated it in the 7 days of creation. So therefore it has both powers. With this we can understand now another Gemara. Two important mitzvahs. The Gemara brings in Shabbos, Masechta Shabbos, Perek Eluk Shorim, and Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, Seif Omer Aleph. The Gemara brings that there are two special mitzvahs besides the Malochos, besides the Zocha V'Shomer, besides that we have to guard Shabbos from all of the Malochos, to desecrate it from all acts of work, and besides the fact that we have to declare Shabbos Zohar, there are two special mitzvahs that we have. And we learn this out from a posuk in Yishayohu. Yishayohu Nun Ches, posuk Gimel Yudalit. I won't read the entire posuk, but from two phrases we learn. One phrase is V'karosa L'Shabbos Onig, that Yishayohu said that you shall call Shabbos Because of the Shabbos Onig, you should declare Shabbos as a day of Tanugim. Tanugim means physical luxury. You shall declare Shabbos. Shabbos is a day of physical comfort and luxury. It's a mitzvah. If someone does not indulge in physical luxury and comfort on Shabbos, he transgresses a mitzvah. There's a question in the Rishonim. Some hold this is a mitzvah min HaTorah. Others hold it's not min HaTorah, but it's min HaNaviim, from the prophets. This is why a person is not allowed to be metzayer himself. A person is not allowed to afflict himself on Shabbos. If you fast on Shabbos, you have to do tshuva, Mara says. You desecrated Einik Shabbos. See? This is why it says, Shina b'Shabbos Tainuk. A person is not allowed to abstain sleep from himself on Shabbos. Brought in halacha that one should rise, lay up later on Shabbos than he does the whole week. And one should enjoy wonderful foods, the best wines, the best meats, the best fish. And it brings that those that do not are osi litei nesadim, they will have to answer for it. And those that do will be zeche to wealth in this world and in Eilam Abo. This is the mitzvah v'koros l'Shabbos oneg. You shall declare Shabbos is a day of luxury and comfort, physical luxuries and comfort. This is why also many people are not careful on this. One is not allowed to speak about things which are aggravating on Shabbos. People get together on Friday night and they ask who was hijacked this week. See? One is not allowed. No, brother is not allowed to speak about things that are aggravating. That's why it's brought in halacha that one is allowed this also. These people are not careful. One is not allowed to mention in shuls who died that week. Or if you know of some bad news, you're not allowed to tell someone on Shabbos. Because if you cause someone else or yourself aggravation, that's a beetle time of Shabbos, then you're not enjoying the Shabbos the way you're supposed to. And that's a transgression of the mitzvah of mitzvahs HaTorah or mitzvahs Medivrei Nevi'im. So this is the mitzvah of Onik Shabbos. Now, there's another mitzvah, the Gemara Darshins from the Pasuk. It states, Likdosh Hashem Mechubad, which means Shabbos, which is Kodesh to Hashem, you should also call the day Mechubad, the day of honor and respect. A day of honor and respect and Yira and fear. This is why it's brought to Gemara brings and in Shulchan Aruch that one has to dress up for Shabbos. For physical luxury, you don't necessarily have to dress up. See? Now, one has to show respect. If someone doesn't dress up for Shabbos, he desecrates the covered Shabbos, the honor that one is obligated to give to Shabbos. And that's the whole Shabbos. The whole Shabbos. He has supposed to put beautiful candles in the home and light, because it's brought, that's honor. If a king would come, he would put beautiful light, even though he might not need it for himself. He's not doing it for himself. This that he does for himself, that's tainuk. See? But let's say he doesn't need it. He has to honor Shabbos. He has to, it says a person should honor Shabbos and wait for the Shabbos just like a person waits for a malka, for a queen or a king that comes. He's supposed to set his table with beautiful tablecloths and beautiful vessels, see, and utensils. And the house should be clean and nice. This is all midin from the halacha of the Gleish Hashem Mechubad. The Shabbos should be a day of giving honor and respect to it. Now, why do we have these two mitzvahs on Shabbos, and also they're seemingly contradictory? The answer is what we've been saying. On Shabbos, firstly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes into our world. Shabbos is the Kala, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes into the Chuppah. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes into our world, then there has to be physical bracha, because he's the source of bracha. Not only there has to be physical bracha, there has to be physical perfection, nothing lacking. Tainug, oneg, is the sign where a person lacks nothing. He has everything. The opposite of tainug is tzara. The word tzara means tzar, narrows, straits, mean hametza korosio. When a person is pinned in, when he lacks, that creates tzara. It's brought that kolam is aneg b'shabbes. Whoever will have true luxury, true enjoyment, physical enjoyment for Shabbos, he'll be zeicher to a nachalo b'li mitzorim. In the next world, he'll be zeicher to an inheritance without any boundaries to it. Because this is what tainug is. And where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, there cannot be any lacking. We always say in Benjin, v'arvachnu mikol tzareseinu. Kodesh Baruch Hu should give us revach, he should give us room from all of our tzoris, the narrows. Or like we say, Shalei Tei Tzor, Shabbos we say, we ask that Kodesh Baruch Hu, we should have the tzoris. So therefore, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes into our world, he brings brocha. And this was the perfection of the world on the seventh day. Therefore it states, whoever indulges in the physical perfection of this world on the seventh day testifies that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has perfected our world. He's testifying to this. If he doesn't, then he denies it. This is what is so important about the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos. On the other hand, we said, Shabbos also brings an enormous, not only HaKadosh Baruch Hu down into our world, but an enormous elevation of the world to the upper worlds. Like a malka, like a queen, like the ring and its signet. When something is elevated like that, then you must give it the proper honor and respect. For example, the world becomes a palace. The world belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the upper worlds. It becomes his jewel, his ring. What would happen if someone was invited to the palace of the king or the queen? How would he go? He won't indulge. There he won't sleep. There he would not go in any clothing. He would go with the utmost awe, with the utmost respect, with the utmost jira. Therefore, at the same time, we are obligated to give honor to Shabbos, to dress properly, and that the home should look proper, and with beautiful candles and light. So even though these two attributes are seemingly contradictory to each other, Shabbos encompasses both. Because it's part of this world, it's the broch of this world, and the source was Birchu B'mon. It gave forth a double portion of mon, but at the same time, it's part of a world far above this world. And therefore, Kitshu B'mon, no mon fell. And therefore, we have to have both. That's why, at the same time that we are obligated to have our Gimel Sudeis, three Sudeis, and indulge, it's a day also where one is not allowed to have Kalas Reish. It's not a day of frivolity. One is not allowed to do frivolous things on Shabbos. Ubde dechol, the Chachomim forbade many things that are Wochendik that you would do during the week. One is not allowed to profane the Shabbos with lack of respect and emptiness. That's why it's also a day set aside for tefillah. We daven more on Shabbos than we daven the whole week. We spend more time in shul than the whole week. That's why Shabbos was always set aside for learning Torah also. But we have a mix of both of these attributes. And finally, we can answer now, we can explain now one other Gemara. And that's a Gemara, but actually, that might be, it's actually, I believe it might be a Medrash. Yeah, it's a Medrash in Bereishis Rabba, Parshish Yud Aleph. Tani Reb Shimon Ben Yochai, Omar. The great Reb Shimon Ben Yochai said, Omro Shabbos Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shabbos came and complained to Hashem. What was her complaint? L'chol nosato ben zug. To everyone, you gave a mate. V'li le'nosato ben zug. Except to me, you never gave me a mate. Yom Rishon Sunday, you gave a mate. Yom Sheni Monday. Sunday and Monday are a pair. Tuesday, you gave Wednesday. Tuesday and Wednesday. Thursday you gave Friday. Shabbos said, I'm the odd one out. You never gave me a ben zug, you never gave me a mate. So she came with a complaint to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you'll have a mate. Knesses Yisrael ye ben zugoch. Your mate will be Klal Yisrael. Kiven sho omdu Yisrael ar ha-Sinai. When Klal Yisrael went to Har Sinai, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Zichrei Hadove Shomati LeShabbos Knesses Yisrael Ye Ben Zugeich. Remember what I said to Shabbos when I created Shabbos, that Yisrael will be its mate. Hainu Dixiv, that is what is written, Zochar Eshema Shabbos Lekatshe. Remember Shabbos to sanctify it. What's the discussion? Discussion is as follows. A ben zug has to be kemeisai. When you make a mate, you make a shidduch between two people, they have to be alike. They have to be similar. Similar attributes. Therefore it was easy to find a mate for Sunday. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave it Monday. And it was easy to find a mate for Tuesday. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it Wednesday. And it was easy to find a mate for Thursday. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it Friday. Because the Sheish Yimei Melacha, these 6 days were all part of the physical world. So Sunday is physical. He gave it Monday is also physical. Tuesday, Wednesday. But how would he find a mate for Shabbos? Shabbos is beyond this world. Yet it's incorporated in this world. Shabbos belongs to this world and it belongs to the next world. Where are you going to find a mate? And this was the complaint of Shabbos. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu came and he says, don't worry, I have a mate for you. Not yet. But at Har Sinai, I'll have one for you. And that'll be Klal Yisrael. Because they also have this dual personality, this dual makeup. They are physical from this world, but they also have in themselves the world to come, the other world. And therefore, they will be the perfect ben zuge, the perfect mate for you. And this was the Matana Tova, the wonderful gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Shabbos. And this is why the Gemara brings in Masechet Beitzo that on Shabbos, Nefesh Yisera Nitin Lod, a new soul comes to a person. That's the soul he gets because Shabbos becomes his ben zuga, his mate. And the Shimon Yehoi also said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a blessing to Shabbos Me'or Ponav, that people's faces shine, by Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael's faces shine on Shabbos. This is the sign that Shabbos has become its mate of the Nefesh Yisera, of the extra dimension of soul that it brings to Klal Yisrael on Shabbos. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said many times in the Torah that Sheishish Yomim Te'osem Alocha V'yemashvi Yelachem Kodesh Shabbos Shabboson Lashem. 6 days you shall work, but on the seventh day you should be very, very careful not to do any work, because it is Kodesh to Shabbos, it is Kodesh, and you should know that I have given this to you in order that I could sanctify you with the next world in this world. These are some of the great principles that we find regarding this great gift of Shabbos.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at P.O. Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.